Good morning, this Friday, the 19th of April. I'm Sam Kanaan, a market analyst at Bell Direct. Wall Street closed lower overnight as the S&P 500 fell for the fifth straight day, its longest losing streak since October. The Dow Jones gained 0.06%, the tech-heavy Nasdaq lost over 0.5%, and the S&P 500 lost 0.22%. Over in Europe, markets closed higher as investors speculate about the first interest rate cut by the European Central Bank. Germany's DAX closed 0.38% higher, the French CAC closed 0.52% in the green, and over in the UK, the FTSE 100 ended the trading session up 0.37%. Locally yesterday, the ASX 200 closed 0.48% higher, with the majority of the sectors rallying. Gains were led by the information technology and materials sectors, which gained 1.01% and 0.99% respectively. This was offset by the health sector, which lost 0.47% by market close yesterday. As for what to watch locally today, the Australian share market is set to open lower, with the SPY future suggesting a fall of 0.72% at market open this morning. On the commodities front this morning, oil is trading 0.64% lower at $82.16 a barrel, following a surge in US oil inventories. Gold is trading 0.48% higher at $2,379 an ounce after financial chiefs in the US, Japan and Korea signaled a warning over depreciation in currencies. And iron ore is trading 1.16% higher at $107.30 a tonne. And now to end on some trading ideas for your consideration today. Bell Potter maintains a buy rating on APM Human Services International despite decreasing its 12-month price target to $1.40. The buy rating is maintained by Bell Potter following the APM board receiving an offer of $1.40 per share from MDP. Hence, the 12-month price target reflects the offer from MDP, which is believed by Bell Potter likely to proceed. And Trading Central has identified a bullish signal in PointsBet Holdings, indicating that the stock price may rise from the close of 81 cents to range of 88 cents to 90 cents on a pattern formed over 24 days, according to the standard principles of technical analysis. And that's all for this morning. We hope you have a great day, and as always, happy investing.